discussion. So. Okay.
Well, I guess we'll call the meeting back to order. And our agenda item this afternoon is going to be Dennis with Planning and Zoning, and you're going to talk to us about proposed text amendments. Can't even talk to Planning and Zoning.
Okay. And I'm sure that you've all read through all of these and understand them all.
You got half of it right.
Oh. Yeah. Well, good afternoon, Commission. I have in front of you a few proposed text amendments to the regulations. This has to do with Chapters 2 and Chapters 3 of the zoning regs. So Chapter 2 deals with the zoning and their uses, and it spells out a lot of the what's allowed as far as living units and stuff like that on which pieces of property and such. And the few changes and stuff in there that I have is to kind of just clean stuff up and move stuff to where I think they should kind of be. The first section there that I have in yellow, that's yellowed, for rental and guest house cabins and stuff, it's kind of in that introductory part. I'd like to put that in the first section of allowed uses. And then also change in that the allowing a guest house in the R district, which is our very smallest district, which is kind of like the R6000, just the straight residential. The only properties we have around here are some of the trailer park areas, the little trailer units and stuff out at the edge of Barger, which is all zoned R. They're all 1 acre, maybe 1.5 acre at the most. There's really not enough allowable area there for two septic systems. Or to tie all this on, so having a guest house without making that a specific conditional use, I think that ought to get taken out of there. So in the R and the RMH is where I'm proposing that that language comes out, and that follows on down through these next couple sections. But that would be defined right in the initial allowed use portion. Then throughout those, then in the applicable areas where a conditional use comes up, that rental of a guest house or the guest house would be spelled out specifically in each of those districts. A couple of the other ones that are in here are in the commercial and highway commercial district. We have in there outdoor theaters, and I don't believe there's too many outdoor theaters in Sublette County. So I would like to strike that and just put entertainment in as one of those uses, and then also add convenience store fueling stations. That is something that's kind of come up, and it fits within the commercial and highway commercial districts. Going through this, I think in the multiple use district, there was modular manufactured home sales and display lots. Rural mix. Some of our rural mix district is usually mixed directly in with agricultural, and there is some farm sales type of stuff or kind of some industrial use allowed with that. But I think as far as the mobile home manufactured home sales, which we don't have in the county, I think that would fit a much better in the industrial, commercial or industrial type of districts, which that would is kind of allowed for. So that's some of the text amendments proposed for Chapter 2. In Chapter 3, going through there is kind of just doing a little bit of cleanup, I think. The rural residential districts, in the regs there was still a 1 acre minimum. Following throughout everything else, we have a 2 acre minimum for well and septic systems. And also in the commercial district, there was a minimum in there of 1 acre, which we have all agreed that a 2 acre minimum also on those is what's on the books, except for what's existing currently out there in Farr's subdivision. So there's those couple changes, just taking out the 1 acre minimums and making it 2 acres. And I believe where the 1 acre stuff came from originally was the minimum subdivision for off of the state statute stuff, in which Sublette County has adopted a 2 acre minimum for well and septic.
What was the board's recommendation?
As you see on that last page, the board's recommendation was to approve these text amendments 5-0.
Oh, yeah. And there were no public comments, is that what you said?
No.
So, Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve these text amendments to the zoning regulations.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
And a motion and a second to approve the text amendments under chapters 2 and 3. Any discussion?
I have none.
If not, I'll signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
All right.
Did you get that motion?
Well, gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thanks, Dennis.
Kind of what I had for you right now. I'm moving forward. There'll be a few more text amendments that I'll bring forward and bring through everything. The other discussion that we had the other night was on the fire suppression regulations for subdivision. I think we had very good presentation by Shad. Mr. Noble was there. And had some very good discussion. I think it opened up a lot of good topics and stuff. We will have another open discussion at our next meeting this month. And from that meeting, I'd like to try to get something on paper hard so we can then at the following meeting discuss and then bring a recommendation forward to you one way or the other. So.
Sounds good.
Other than that is all that I had for you this month.
Well, good. Well, month's not over. But good.
Yeah.
And everything is starting to pick up, starting to get some phone calls and stuff on building and rebuilding for this next upcoming year. Have talked with a few of the folks from Hoback Ranches. Other than that, I think everybody's just waiting for things to thaw out and snow to melt, which will take a bit. So.
Might take a while.
So we just talked to James Thomas at Lunchtalk, may have overheard of it. A year ago, or maybe a little more, there was 375 homes on the market, and currently there's 110.
Really?
He said it's been going fast, and he said it's almost the point where it might be a buyer's market again. And I asked him what the majority of the people were, and he said retirees.
Oh, darn. Well, good.
That's part of change.
Coming to Big Piney.
There's actually been, I've had some inquiries down that direction.
Really?
Uh-huh. Different properties. And.
Well, that's good.
But not a lot, not as many.
Well, no, but.
Some of the biggest inquiries I have been having are on vacant land.
Hmm.
Or something that's really old, you know, that needs redone, revamped.
He mentioned that everybody...
Old homes, ranches?
Old homes, ranches, yeah. That you would basically tear down, start over with.
Yeah. Yeah.
He mentioned in Bargerville that he's getting a lot of listings of people just wanting to sell their vacant lots. And he says he just had a guy list 3 of them yesterday for $700.
Wow.
Yeah. He said they're all just...
Yep.
You don't have to turn it off.
They bought them for investments, and now the water system's going in, and their homeowner association dues and all that, they just want out.
But yep.
Yeah, it's not. It comes
yep.
back.
Those associations that do collect dues and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. So I guess send your people that way, because it's pretty cheap.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's try something.
They're in Green River Ranches is the other thing.
Oh.
Does the board have any questions or
No, don't think so. Thanks, Dennis.
You are welcome. Did you like the way that was laid out?
Yes, that was good.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dennis.
You are welcome. Gentlemen, have a good afternoon.
Okay, thank you. Carrie, before we get out of here, don't we have to sign this? You've got three forms. We just need to sign one.
If you could sign all three of them, it's easier to put the vouchers in three packets.
Oh, three. That's right. Okay. And it's today's date?
Yes.
The amounts aren't in because we had a couple to add.
Oh, okay.
It could be Switzerland.
We're not going to Switzerland, but we are going to Taos. That was in New York.
Oh.
But I love white wine, don't get me wrong. I'm not,
no, I know. Not, I just know that you, your family gets pretty adventuresome when it comes to skiing.
Snow machine is dangerous. They got one over from here, yes.
They did?
Yes, they did. Oh.
Yeah, 27-year-old kid.
Well, I guess we are adjourned. Mm-hmm. Do I need a motion?
So moved, Mr. Yes. Chairman.
Do I need a second?
Second.
Do I need a vote?
Yes.
Aye. Aye.